A lot of people think there's just one type of honey. Clover honey happens to be the most popular. But just like beer and wine come in many varietals, so too does honey. The taste, texture, and color of honey can vary based on which flower source the bees that make that honey get their pollen. Our Ozarks at Large insect expert, Dr. Don Steinkraus, brought about 10 jars of honey to the KUAF studios for a honey tasting. We were joined in the Furman Garner Performance Studio by my colleagues Timothy Dennis, Jacqueline Froelich, and Antoinette Grajeda. Here's Don Steinkraus.
So they vary in color, they vary in odor and flavor and other qualities, but the basics are still there. Honey is still basically honey. Yes.
Is this all raw honey?
I think all of these are raw. Yeah, the difference between raw honey and processed honey is processed honey is usually heated some and put through a filter to take the yeasts and pollens out, and so it won't crystallize. Like honey will naturally crystallize. It has a tendency to crystallize over time. And they don't want you to go into like IGA or a big store and find a big jar of crystallized honey. So the commercial people generally process it, but that removes some of the trace stuff that would be good for allergies and health.
Because it's the pollen that's actually good for our allergies, right?
That's what a lot of people think. Yeah, okay. A lot of people think if you eat local raw honey, it'll help you resist getting allergies to the pollens and molds and things in our air.
What are some of the other benefits to eating honey? Yeah.
Well, it's very easily digested because the bees have already pre-digested it for you. You know, the sugar produced in flowers and plants is sucrose, which we have to break down in our gut to glucose. And the bees break the sucrose down to fructose and glucose. So it's very readily absorbed. It does have small amounts of minerals and things which would be good for health. I wouldn't call it complete food. The bees really use honey as their energy source. It's their primary energy source. Pollen is their primary protein source.
Okay. Well, we're going to be all hyped up this afternoon because you brought a variety of honey for us to try.
We may not want to taste all of these.
Okay.
There's a lot here. You may get tired.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what they are.
You're not?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay.
And so you'll need to take a spoon.
So how do you get the different types of honey? Is it just what people do to it after the fact, or is it different kind of bees? Or
it's a very, very good question. The honeys are sourced from the flowers in bloom in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, black locust is coming into bloom in our area, and black locust is a good source of nectar, and it makes a wonderful honey if your bees gather that. And so if you took the honey off shortly after they gathered from black locust, you could then have black locust honey. And in Europe, they're really into different sorts of honey. And what they do is you put the beehives in a field like of lavender, and then the bees will make lavender honey. Or they'll put it into sunflower fields.
Oh.
And, well, I might as well mention there's another type of honey that most honeys come from floral sources, from flowers. There is a type of honey called honeydew honey, which comes from insects. There are small insects, aphids and scale insects, which get into the forests of Europe primarily, and they exude little droplets of plant sap, and the bees will gather that and make honeydew honey. So that's a little bit different, but honeydew honey is my favorite honey.
Oh,
and it's the favorite of a lot of Europeans in Greece and in France and Germany. A lot of people like honeydew honey, but Americans almost never get it.
Okay, so then where do you get your honeydew honey?
The honeys I have here, most of these I purchased them or were given. People gave them to me when they were on trips to Europe.
Oh.
But the honey I produce is generally kind of a mixed honey. It'd be a blend honey of clover and the black locust and tulip poplar, the things which occur naturally in northwest Arkansas. Actually, northwest Arkansas is not considered a great honey area because it's primarily oak forest, and oak is not a good honey plant at all. So we're not a fantastic producer of large amounts of honey. Any other questions about honey at the moment?
Tim does.
I have one.
Yes, good.
I know recently I've seen a lot of headlines about big commercial honey producers using corn syrup in their hives.
Yeah.
Why is that not a good idea?
Well, I don't like it myself, but it's extremely inexpensive to use high fructose corn syrup to feed the bees. Beekeepers will feed the bees if they run out of honey or if there's no nectar flow or if they've taken too much honey. They will feed them like various sugar syrups. They can feed them sucrose syrup made from cane sugar or high fructose corn syrup. This brings up an important point. I don't think it's a particularly great idea. But one reason I don't like it is I think it sometimes gets mixed with the honey that the beekeeper is producing. So this brings up a point that it's buyer beware with honey.
For sure.
So well, let's try one. So look at the color of that one. That's a very golden color, I'd say. You can use your spoon. That's good. More than that, a little bit more. Okay, that's probably all right. And then put that in.
I don't think I often just take a spoonful of honey, really. Mm-hmm.
It's usually true. In something like mm-hmm. your tea.
Well, you know, what do you think? What do you taste when you taste this honey?
A little lemony?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I could agree with that.
Any bad tastes in it? Honey can have bad tastes. There are honeys which are not good.
Maybe sour a little bit, but not mm-hmm. a bad sour, which I guess goes to right. the lemony. Yeah.
Honey is very acidic, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's about pH 3.9. It's usually very, very acidic. Okay.
Okay.
Too sweet or not?
Just the right amount of sweetness, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Oh. Okay. So you all have another spoon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, well, let's try a dramatically different one. So this was this first one was a pale, like, sort of yellow gold. And this one is a very, very dark one.
This one looks almost like molasses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wow, look at the color of that. It's just dark brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which my goodness.
People think makes it more nutritious.
Because it's darker?
Yeah, I think there's more stuff in it, more minerals.
Oh.
And
that's not the case?
Take it and try it. See what you think.
Oh, yeah.
This one's a lot sweeter.
Jar.
I think it tastes like molasses. Maybe mm-hmm. I just have that picture in my head now that I've said it looks like it, but it tastes more like molasses.
It tastes sweeter, more syrupy.
Has a little
syrupy.
Bit of an apple tinge to it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, it does.
It's heavier.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It does have a little bit of an apple taste.
Yeah, very much, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, I can tell you what these first two were.
Sure,
please.
The first one was a Brazilian pepper tree. This was produced in Florida, and it's like, I think it's an escaped exotic plant, but it produces a lot of nectar. So that's just a Florida honey. And the second one is a real classic Americanized. This is buckwheat honey.
Oh.
Very, very classic. But people don't yes. grow as much buckwheat as they used to in the past. And it's a good honey.
Yes. So. How about that?
Okay.
This third one looks even, this one's lighter than the very first one.
It's a lot more yellow than the other one.
This one is really sweet to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweeter than the other ones.
Mm-hmm. I would
That's
say
a good one. Perfume is a good one.
Is this a lavender honey?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's very light. Very mm-hmm. light.
So light. Perfumey?
Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
Very sweet.
It is. It seems mm-hmm. sweeter than the other ones, doesn't it? This is basswood honey. And basswood or linden is going to be blooming here very shortly. There's a large sort of basswood grove up near Old Main, and it'll be completely covered with blossoms, and bees absolutely go bananas over basswood. Should we try some more?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
We can do
how about
a couple more?
Some of you said you didn't want the one from Europe. You'll survive.
Of course you do.
Yeah, yes, you do. Please. This is who reads? Like, this is from Italy.
It's a little darker. Not as dark as the one that we said looked like molasses, though.
Okay, so this is Stein Krause's favorite.
For the record.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think one of the things that happens is people get used to, like, clover honey, and they think honey should taste like clover honey. And then something out of the ordinary seems too weird to them, just that they haven't acquired a taste for it.
Oh, eucalyptus is what I taste.
See, I was going to say it kind of tastes like a cough drop or something.
It tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah, it tastes like a cough drop.
It's sweet. It's a little more bitter.
Maybe that menthol kind mm-hmm. of flavor?
Well, she said eucalyptus because that's in a cough.
Uh-huh.
That's in cough drops and cough medicine.
Interesting.
That's what I taste.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it just tastes very sort of complicated and warm and... But it is, it's made from, like, when aphids and scale insects feed on a plant, it's got too much sucrose in it and not enough amino acids. So they have a special way of shunting the sugars out. And then the bees can gather these secretions from the homopterans and make it into honey.
I would love to see if those aphids are foraging any eucalyptus varieties. It'd be
interesting to investigate.
We are tasting that medicinal
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
tone, or uh-huh. what's the word?
Oh. So one thing I would suggest you do when you're traveling is when you're in national parks, go to their gift store and see if they have local honey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do.
Honey's, it's relatively expensive.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. Bees make around 50 to 100 pounds of extra honey per colony that you can take. If you're sort of lucky, you get 50 or 100 pounds. The bees use about 200 pounds year-round as their energy source. So there's not like it's not like it's that easy to get 100 pounds of honey, and the bees work terribly hard to make it. They say that to make 1 pound of honey, the bees have to fly like 3 or 4 times around the globe, their total mileage, and they have to visit like millions of flowers. So it's energetically expensive for them to make it. In fact, it's pretty much of a bargain when you think about how much the bees did to get it and then how much the beekeepers did to get it. It's actually kind of a bargain. Yeah. Well, what'd you think? Which one did you like best?
I think I liked the third one best. The one that's more yellow colored.
This one? The basswood honey?
Yeah. I like that.
Very tangy, I think.
I liked it the best.
Very light and flavorful and tangy. Very sweet, though, too.
Mm-hmm. I like that one the best.
Yeah, I actually like basswood a lot.
Jackie? I love the buckwheat honey.
Oh, yeah?
It's so good. I'm going to go get some. I'm inspired.
I think I liked the first one.
The very first one. That
was good, too.
Brazilian pepper. Not a plant I know a lot. Not really familiar with it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Steinkraus.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you, Christina, for inviting us.
Aww.
Dr. Dawn Steinkraus is an entomologist at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. We were joined for a honey tasting by my coworkers, Timothy Dennis, Antoinette Grajeda, and Jacqueline Froelich.